When you ask the question to yourself, who am I? It can only be the answer. It can only be the question who is the answer. Any answer is objective. You can never be an object. You are the ultimate subject. And the ultimate subject is the questioner. Automatically, you will find yourself in a state of not knowing. Of silence. It is a moment of allowing. Of waiting, without waiting. This answer is completely free of conceptualization. Relation of subject-object, space and time. It is the global feeling. It is a feeling of globality, totality. A global feeling without center, without any border. It is a total open. You are before the question comes up. In this absence of all objectivity, there is no a place for somebody. Because the somebody appears in the mind, belongs to space and time. It is in this total absence of yourself that you feel your presence. I think in this way of understanding the problem, if we can speak of a problem, is the shortest. In other words, it is a looker which is what he is looking for. You may have something to say about it. The seminars give you some opportunity to see around you from which point of view you look at the surroundings. You will see that you will feel that you are accustomed to see things from a fractional point of view, from the person which is only a fraction. And this fraction, seeing, automatically brings you to a conflict. And you will see in these seminars that there are some other point of view, which is not really a point of view, which is a total point from which you can see your surroundings. But in this moment you look at from this ultimate point of view, it is completely choiceless, completely without selection, free from positive, negative, antipathy, sympathy, yes and no. In other words, in a completely choiceless position. I think that is already something, especially when you go at home. That you will see that you have built around you a universe which belongs to the person, which is fractional. And suddenly, you be open to a completely new look. You will see that personal action is completely a reaction. We come to spontaneous action. Spontaneous action, which comes through whole seeing, global seeing. A real understanding of your situation, of your surroundings, comes only through listening. Investigation without choice, without selection, only see facts. Every situation brings its solution.
Presumably, it takes effort, physical effort, person to assume the posture, but in a global sense, where there's no fractioning of the what is, the effort is part of the global sense. Possibly it's similar to Zen archery, where you're hitting the bullseye and the target without effort, without aim. There's obviously an effort to do that, pulling the string, the bow back, and releasing the arrow. But that's all part of the situation, and it happens. But the archer is not doing it.
That's not a doer. It's only doing.
He's behind the doing. Actually, there's a physical doer, but the physical doer is part of time, space and time. Yes, the who am I, the person, not the person, Does this make any sense?
Yes, but it is every time written as an introduction for the art of it is written it shoots, you don't shoot.
Ritual.
Yes. Yes, not a shooter.
It shoots.
It shoots. Yes. It shoots. It shoots.
I just don't get that word.
It. Yes.
I see.
Yes. Cela. Cela shoots.
I don't understand.
So the idea of being a shooter is completely absent. Because if the moment is a shooter, there's intention. In intention, there's no presence.
That's a paradox, because the shooter is obviously there with the intention.
The physical tool is there.
Yes.
But there's not a shooter. It is after the shooting that you say, I have been the shooter. But during the shooting, there's only shooting.
That's what happens in the moment. That's like saying the present.
Yes.
Just the present.
I've always been interested in solutions to problems.
becoming one with the waves, with the wind. Absolutely. It is only in the absence of yourself that you are one with the wind, that you are one with the waves.
Because it's clear that the brain interferes in many things. At the same time, it's clear that that's part of what the structure of energy has to deal with. So what is the function of the brain in this letting go? In this, people were talking about the archer, Eugene Herigold, in his book, went through an incredible amount of effort before he was able to let go.
The brain is a useful tool. We must use in the right way our tools. the art of archery, as you meant it. You must look away from the target. Heidegger said, you must look away from thinking in thinking. Take the body as it is in the moment itself as a fact. Face a fact. By facing a fact, what it means. Understand the body as a mass of feeling. Nothing else. What is the characteristic of the feeling? Discover completely the characteristic. Go completely in. But we don't go in because our observation is tension, intention. Outer movement and inner movement. We have never an innocent looking. It is only in this innocent looking that we can go in the substance. The perceived is in the perceiving, but the perceiving is not in the perceived. So when the perceiving goes completely in the perceived, it is the perceived which lives in the perceiving. That is why we are completely free. You know, in your life, I'm sure that all what brought you in a right relation to your surroundings has been coming spontaneously, has never been through calculation, through intention, never elaborated by the mind, by the past, by memory. I'm sure of it. It is enough to see it. It's enough. Don't try to change it. But see it very clearly. The right doing, you can never see the right doing, because you are the right doing. You can only see the wrongdoing, that you can see. So see only the wrongdoing. The moment you see it, you are in the position of the right doing. But you can never objectify, but you can never represent it. But when you see the right doing, in the act of doing, feel the impact, feel how it acts on you. Don't see it superficially. In the absence of a conceptual I, you are completely free. Enjoy this freedom. But when you understand something very clearly, you must act according to this understanding. And by acting according to the understanding, it means to see that you don't act according to your understanding. It's enough. Before speaking of dying, let us first see who is living. Find out in yourself who is living. We will never find him, because it's a concept, an idea in your mind. You will only find living, never a liver, only living. And the living has never been born. Living was before your father and your mother produced you. So when you really see it deeply, the problem of dying has no more any meaning. It comes even not to your mind. In the moment that you discover in you only living, in your presence of living, the other person will suddenly change. But when you assist somebody dying, there's a certain way you must die with a person. Dying, I mean, all what you are not. All what nothing, what not belongs to life. Or what is more or less an expression of life. What is not life. It is a natural giving up what you are not, body, senses, and mind.
I continue to live with the sayings, I come more and more upon I'm not that, not that, not that. And what is happening is that I'm having a lot of boredom. And I'm sure that's a dead end that I'm getting into.
You must more and more become acquainted with looking. Looking which is not bound to the idea to be somebody. Completely free, spontaneous looking. All what you look at it will have a new shape, a new meaning. You will see it is an expression of beauty. It is an expression of beauty and it brings you back to beauty. But you must change the way of looking at them. In other words, you must change your looking.
A kind of openness.
He said openness. Yes. To be open, to welcome. You are solicited by beauty around you. Let it come to you. Practically speaking, free yourself in this looking from conceptualization. Free yourself from interpretation, conclusion, reference, memory. Keep to the pure perceiving. The pure perceiving is right. The conceiving is a lie. To observe, see?
To observe a particular body part.
Yes.
Or to feel the space in front of it or the space behind it.
Yes.
Aren't you asking us to select and to fractionalize? Aren't you asking our awareness to become non-global and specialized?
When I ask you to become aware of the space in front of you, you can really only become aware of the space in front of you when you touch it. I mean with your tactile sensation. It takes away immediately the borders of your body feeling. You are immediately integrated in the space.